Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
I am very, very happy to welcome State Auditor Bob Kane to this program this morning. And it's all about stonewalled from information. And, you know, you don't hear too much about our state auditors, but we have got... We've got the best, and Robert Kane is one of them, and I've got him on the line right now seeking a clarification to state law because they say some contractors are impending their watchdog office's requests for information. Bob, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Brad. Yeah, unlike my previous position in the state Senate, I try to keep a low profile in my new position.
I know you do, so. But I'll tell you, you guys, though, have got to get out sometimes because you really, you know, this is what I like about you, because you are not afraid to come out, and so the public will know what's going on. And what is this, how did this whole stonewall thing happen?
So, yeah, thank you, Brad. Under our statute, we are basically the accounting firm for the state of Connecticut, and we are to be provided access to everything, unlimited information when we're doing our work. In this particular case, we wanted to do a performance audit of the SNAP program, which is the a food assistance program, as you know it.
Yep.
And you know, we want to look at patterns, we want to look at any irregular activities, we want to look at, you know, vendors, things like that. And we had a DSS has that information with a third-party vendor, and they were not giving it to us. And think about
they're
that.
They're not giving it to you.
That's right. That's like your credit card company not giving you your own information. And what we did, and they wanted an exorbitant price to actually even do the work to set it up, which is well over $20,000. And so our argument is no, we are not only supposed to be provided to it, but by law we are required to have it. And there's some clarification we want to get through the legislature in fixing the law so that all contracts will read this language from now on, because it's the state's information. Think about the state having their own data but not being able to access it because it's housed by a third-party vendor. It doesn't make any sense, and that's why we want this clarification. That's why we feel we are being stonewalled by this particular vendor.
Rob, how long has this been going on?
That's a great question. Probably, I would say we started to look at this in 2017. So, you know, we're going on 2 years. It was April or May. It was spring of 17, I think, when it began. So probably it's going on 2 years pretty soon, and that's why we want to make sure this change happens in the current legislative session.
And they just came up and they just said this is hard to believe. I'm so glad you called me.
It really is. It certainly is a lot of work. It's a lot of data. It's certainly large data sets, and it would be, you know, require them to do a great deal of effort. But by law, you know, we believe that we should have access to it, and that's why we want this clarification. Last year, every year, Brad, I should say, we make an annual report to the legislature and we come up with recommendations. Figure our accountants are embedded within every state agency, UConn, DSS, Corrections, you name it. And they see things, as you can imagine. So we make recommendations to the legislature on how government can be more efficient and more effective. Last year, we made 17 recommendations, and all of them were passed by the General Assembly. We were quite successful, and I'm very proud of that. So this year, we don't have as many recommendations, but I think they're equally as important because we're being stonewalled by vendor in this particular case, and in some other cases, sometimes by state agencies. But we want to make sure that the legislature has the information they need in order to make decisions when they set policy.
I wanted to ask you something. I'm talking to Bob Kane, and he has done a great job. He was a tremendous when he was elected, and now he's working on this. I wanted to ask you this one particular question on SNAP. Is it true that SNAP services over 384,000 individuals in 215,000 households?
Yeah, that's probably an accurate number. And again, all the more reason for us to look at that data.
I would think so. When I saw this, I said, gosh, this is something that the public should know about.
100%, Brad. I mean, think about those numbers. Think about the amount of transactions that take place on a daily basis.
And 133,000 children under the age of 18, too. Can't believe all this.
It's amazing. It really is. And all the more reason for us to look at this program to make sure that the state is getting its money's worth, quite honestly. And, you know, that there aren't any particular invoices that are out of whack, if you will. There's, we want to make sure there's any patterns that are taking place. We want to go thoroughly through it. We created this performance audit division. We have an IT audit division so we can look at large data sets. It's really kind of neat the way our office is moving in a technological way, not just debits and credits any longer, but we're really looking at a great deal of data sets now with our IT unit. So that's the kind of stuff that we should be looking at because, as you mentioned, the numbers are so large.
I said, wow, when I saw the numbers. Now, SNAP households, from what I understand, receive more than $600 million in federal benefits yearly. Wow.
So, and you're right, and that's another area that we perform. We actually do the audit for the federal government for the money that they send to the state of Connecticut, which, you know, is about $9 billion, with a B, that the state receives in federal aid every year. So we audit that as well. It really brings us back about $2 million in revenue for our work. But these are perfect examples. Everything you're talking about, the large numbers that we're talking about, should be looked at on a periodic basis.
You know, Rob, I'm talking with Rob Kane, state auditor, one of them, and you know what we should do, and I would like to do it every now and then, and we could talk about this later, but I think that we should do a feature on this because it affects all the citizens. And I think we should do it on a regular basis, once a month, something like that, an update. And I think it would be very, very helpful to you. And I also feel it would be just tremendous for our listeners.
Well, listen, Brad, it's always a pleasure talking to you. I've always enjoyed it. You're a mainstay in Connecticut radio for how many years? So, I mean, I would love to do it. And I think your listeners are well engaged in the process. So we would love to have that conversation. It may get a little boring at times when you talk numbers, but it's certainly important.
Well, it's not boring when it affects the pocketbook.
I'm kidding. But, I'm joking. But in all honesty, you're right. It's 100% important. It's critical when you talk about the budgetary process that takes place and the amount of money that we spend. And we really need to look at these numbers often.
Well, we will absolutely I'll be giving you a call, and we can set something up, and these are the kinds of things that I believe that in our business too, that we can help you and you can help us, and the big thing is we're helping the people, and that's number one.
I truly appreciate it, Brad.
And we'll be in touch. Thanks again.
Thank you, Brad.
You bet. State Auditor Rob Kane.